Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Colors of the
Rockies. Hawks, yeah. Right? No Man's Land forever. It feels like the Seattle Mariners have been in
Mariners is a great comp.
Forever.
Right.
You know, even though in the 90s they were one of the most popular teams in the sport. Like right now, Pittsburgh Steelers ever perpetually in No Man's Land?
They are with their quarterback, but
like,
they were
just good enough to not be awful.
Hornets is a great one.
Hornets.
Charlotte is just, and New Orleans Pelicans, like, God.
You know, but like if I stripped away the Steelers, you know, last Super Bowl and all the history prior to that, they've been pretty like mediocre.
Last two Super Bowls?
What?
You mean, because they'll have won two since the start of the century.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying the last Super Bowl that
okay.
they won.
You all know, right.
like
fair enough.
They've been pretty, you know,
mid.
The Arizona, but you're talking about just garbage? Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
Rockies.
They're just part of the franchises that are destined to not do anything in my lifetime.
Wizards.
They really are. Wizards.
Yes.
Does anyone think in their lifetime any of these teams we're discussing is going to win a title?
Well, I thought about the Warriors. The Warriors for the longest part. You guys are all looking at me because all you guys know is the Warriors being good.
No.
All I know
is
the Warriors being bad.
Joe, we're 30. We realize that for most of our lifetimes, the Warriors
were bad. They've been good since 2015, so you're 30. So they've been good since you were 20, 25 years old.
Exactly. My sports fandom started when we were like 8 or 9. So we watched bad basketball.
Yeah, they were bad for a bigger part of my life.
Yeah, but you guys also had We Believe and a 50-win season where they didn't make the playoffs.
That's, again, you just answered it right there. They had 1 year prior to that they could be excited about, and they got bounced in the second round. Do we got them? We got them? Thumbs up.
I went 20 straight years with no playoffs, no all-stars, no nothing.
You're built different, obviously, Joe. That's what that tells me.
No, I'm just saying that's what Warrior fans went through. They're the worst run organization on the planet.
Or are the Colorado Rockies, as we are joined now by
yes.
Woody Page, Denver Gazette columnist, obviously former contributor for Around the Horn, the all-time wins leader in Denver Sports Hall of Fame inductee. Woody, good morning. You join us now on the River Islands guest line. We were just talking about... We're talking about all-time bad teams and just franchises, and maybe this is harsh as you're joining us right now, but franchises that are just destined to never win a title. Is it fair to say that about the Colorado Rockies at this point, who are quite possibly the worst team we've ever seen this season at 12-53?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, the first time I've ever been invited on a show and the guys are laughing as they introduce me.
You gotta laugh through the pain though, Woody.
I'm kind of funny, but I think you're talking about what we call in Denver, what I'm calling in Denver, a dumpster fire that developed into a train wreck, that developed into a cluster muck, that has become an omni shambles, as they say in London. It's a combination of the worst possible disasters as you can imagine. And I was looking at the standings this morning and I thought the Giants are about to become 15 with 40 victories this year, because you'll get to the next couple of days and leave town with possibly a chance of being in first place in the division.
Because
there's no team here that's going to you guys probably been keeping me up with the Savannah Bananas that are drawing you know, incredible crowds. Well, they're coming to Denver for two games in July. And, of course, the Rockies are getting out of town because they don't want to play the Savannah Bananas because they'd lose two games. So that will be the next big crowds that are here.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned the crowds.
Describing it, worst team. I think those 76ers teams, when they began the process and won seven games. That was one of the. Now we're comparing the Rockies not to baseball teams like the Cleveland Spiders of 1899. We are now comparing them to the worst teams in the history of team sports. So that's how bad it is here. And the owner's gone into hiding in his penthouse that overlooks Coors Field. The team is in total disarray. And see, I look at a situation that I told Dick Monfort, who won't be familiar name to your audience, but he has just totally turned this into a wasteland here as the owner of the team. And we've all had owners, bad owners in our cities. You've had them, but he ranks real close to the top. But he just doesn't know how to run an operation. His former job was owning a slaughterhouse. So that basically should be the name of Coors Field now, is the slaughterhouse.
Woody, let me get in here. Let me get in here because I want to ask you about that, about Coors Field. Like, we were looking at attendance numbers, and even though they're not a good team at all, you spend a lot of money in terms of, you're in the middle of the pack in terms of spending, the Rockies, and the attendance numbers are really good. I mean, should they just turn the humidor on? Like, what is it about the disadvantage at Coors Field, and why are fans still showing up?
Yeah, well, multiple questions there. I'll take care of it. In regard to the payroll, it's only up that high in the middle of baseball because they went out and got a guy that the Giants used for a little while and said, get the hell out of here. And Chris Bryant then signed a $180 million contract for 7 years with the Rockies, and we think he's in the witness protection program because we never see him at the ballpark because he's been on the injured list six times since he left the Giants and came to the Rockies. So that addresses the, if you took him away from that, I call him the full 40 club. That's the lowest number you can pay a Major League Baseball player, and they've got about 12 guys on there. So it's unfair to say they're in the middle of the payroll, because if you take him out of the and they're also still paying Arenado in that worst deal of all time when they gave the Cardinals $50 million. They're still paying Arenado $5 million this year. So when you combine Bryant and Arenado's payments, and that neither one of them are playing, that's over $30 million this year. So take that off the payroll. In regard to the humidor, I thought it was a mistake long ago to get rid of it. The advantage that you have, because the negative here is the pitching. The pitching is never going to be good at altitude. Curveballs don't curve. I talk to pitchers who I have trust for that become general managers in the league, and they said, you need the humidor, and you also need to pump in air. You know those bars that have water that they spray the crowd when it's in a hot day? Well, they need that to bring humidity here. And that's been told to me over and over again. And I brought it up with owners, I brought it up with general managers, and they just blow me off and say, what are you talking about? Well, they've got to be really creative, and they thought they were being creative with the humidor, but that was a mistake because now they have no hitting to go with bad pitching. And the owner before the season said they had a chance this year to be the best defensive club. I'm not making this up, that they had a great chance of becoming the greatest defensive ball club in the history of the major leagues. They're last in the league. So really, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And, you saw it. The over-under on this month, we're in June, is three. And some people got excited here because of three victories over the Marlins, who are crap. But the deal here in regard to why they can't win is altitude. You have to be more than creative to figure out ways to win at altitude. Just like if sea level. I mean, the Giants have adjusted over the years to playing right next to the water and, humidity and things of that sort. Teams figure it out. The Rockies don't figure it out. But having a chance to win here, it's difficult, but it could be done because how in the world do the Tampa Bay Rays in 17 years have 89 victories or more 12 times? It can be done with no payroll. It can be done by mid-market teams. The Milwaukee Brewers are an annual playoff contender. But I'd rather talk about the Giants. What the Rockies need to do, the Giants made a great move. Go, Posey retires. You bring him in. You put in charge. Man, nobody knows any more about the Giants organization than Posey. And that was a great decision. Bob Melvin bringing him in was a great decision. Robbie Ray was a great decision.
Talking with Woody Page here, Denver Gazette columnist, contributor for Around the Horn, former contributor. I hate saying former, by the way, Woody, because, God, I'm going to miss that show. You were so great. An all-time wins leader, of course, knowing all things Denver sports. And you just mentioned something right there. Like, is Todd Helton, like, because that's the guy I think of. I think Chasky, huge Giants fan. When you think of Colorado Rockies, I think it's Todd Helton.
Yeah.
Is he a part of the organization at all at any level?
Not really. They call him a special assistant to the general manager. Well, the general manager's a jerk and an idiot. Todd should have been brought in. He wanted to be brought in. They could have trained him. I think that Posey, and you guys are out there, I'm in a distance, but Posey was preparing for a job in the front office. He was working, and catchers are great guys. If I were the Rockies, I'd bring back Joe Girardi, who played here in the early years. He's been a 545 winner as a manager in four different places, and he was the leader of this club on the field in the early years. And I think you bring somebody like that knows the history of Denver and what the problems are here. But the ownership doesn't pay attention. All they do is scream that there's got to be a salary cap. And that's not going to happen in baseball as long as you got the Dodgers and the Giants spending money and the Padres spending money. That's not going to happen. The best thing that happened to the Rockies is if we had English Soccer League kind of rules where they were sent back to the minor leagues.
Not play. Relegation.
Yeah. I mean, that's the answer. they keep talking about Rockies Nation, and I say, no, relegation. It should be called here. So anyway, that's it. In regard to Round the Horn, we had a nice 23-year run, and yeah, maybe it's time for me to go.
On that note, you started writing the Denver Post in 1981. About 2001 is when, you know, Around the Horn kind of was created, and it changed the way we do sports talk, sports media, forever. What do you want it to be remembered as, like, in terms of your contribution? Because I love the way you, every day, every segment, a different, you know, funny little blurb on the chalkboard.
Where'd you come up with that, the little whiteboard idea?
And I just, it's a seminal moment for a lot of younger sports fans, because we remember the influence it had in us coming home from school every day.
Yeah, I was watching, I went to see the movie Ballerina a couple of days ago. Mm. You know, it's a John Wick female alternative. And at the movie theater, the guys working there said, oh, we grew up watching you. And, you know, when I was a kid, I'd come home from school. And it made me think again about what I think we kind of dealt with, 2 to 3 generations of young people that were exposed to sports talk type radio for the first time on television. And when we started, I said, who's going to watch this? And they said, college kids and drunks in bars. And that turned out to be a pretty accurate description of who was watching it. But we were doing with journalists, because I think, I'll tell you something that I don't think ever has come out and all these stories have been run, that I think ESPN hired 4 journalists to do the show, because if the leagues complained to them about our opinions, they could say, they're independent contractors. They're sports writers. They don't work for ESPN, and that they could blame us on any opinions that we gave. I think that was part of it, but I think the legacy we leave behind is that it was the first sports talk show that had, you know, 4 people. We now see that in politics shows. We see it on The View. The View told us that one of the members of The View told me once, they exactly copied what we were doing. But there were 4 guys, and the concept was 4 guys at a bar arguing about whether Willie Mays was better or Mickey Mantle. That's my age group. But I think that we do leave a legacy that kind of changed the whole platform of how sports talk could be on television. That was happening in, you know, in radio for years and years, going back to me growing up and listening to a guy named Pete Franklin in Cleveland.
I used to call into Pete Franklin in this market back in the day, driving around with my dad in the truck. And by the way, the answer is Willie Mays in the Mantle versus Mays discussion, because that's my dad's favorite player of all time. The King, Pete Franklin, used to flush callers out here. I used to call him back in the day. He was one of my favorites. Pigskin Pete predicts.
I loved him, because I would listen to it late at night on a 50,000 watt station before he moved. And a kid would call in like me and say, you know, what do you think about X? And he'd go, why aren't you doing your homework? Go to bed. Don't talk to me. And he hang up on him. And I went, that's what I want to do. So anybody that knows, he set the forerunner for being that.
Absolutely.
I'll give you an example. You ask about the blackboard. I went home every, after I was playing sports in high school, and I'd go home and I'd watch his show hosted by Soupy Sales, who was a great comedian who did a afternoon show that was kind of directed toward kids, but it was a fraud. I mean, he was doing funny stuff. And when I went on the air, I said, well, I'm going to throw an element of Soupy Sales into this. And part of that was the blackboard, because I got tired of seeing sets on sports that had footballs and trophies and books in the background. And I said to my assistant, I said, let's get something different. And he said, what are you thinking about? I said, how about a blackboard? And that's how it started. And then I put about 10,000 blackboard quotes on bar napkins when I'm drunk. And the next morning I'd wake up and I go, well, this is stupid. Oh yeah, I'll put it on there.
What a great story.
So anyway,
what a great story. You're a gem.
We had a good time. It was a lot more fun than the Rockies. I'm excited about your team though. I think the Giants. I'm anxious to see them come in here the next 3 days, because I just think that's been one of the great surprise, like the Detroit Tigers, I'd say, one of the great surprise stories, that you're what, game and a half out of first place. You have a chance of being in first place leaving here, and a team that's actually giving you know, the Dodgers everything they want. And I'm impressed by what's going on. Two great guys in rotation. I think it's the best bullpen. You got some young people that are doing the job. And Melvin is, you know, it's a quality coach, quality manager. And so I'm thrilled to see the Giants. And I think you asked about the attendance. Oh, yeah, they keep going. It's come in to see the Giants play. The Yankees were here. There were like dozens of people cheering for the Rockies, and there were 40,000 cheering for the Yankees. That's people here in Colorado grew up in other places in the world. They're Mets fans. They're Yankees fans. They're Red Sox fans. They're Giants fans, Dodgers fans. That's why they attend. People are not coming to watch the Rockies. They're coming to watch and cheer for the other teams. And I recommended last week that they give out bobbleheads from the other teams.
Wow. I actually don't hate that either.
Woody, that's really
good
stuff.
Woody.
Give out a Woody Page bobblehead for Christ's sake. How about that, Woody? We appreciate the time this morning.
Yeah, we
want
to talk again. Thank you.
I am a human bobblehead, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's great to talk to you, two Joes.
Yep. There you go. There he goes. That's Woody Page, Denver Gazette columnist, contributor for Around the Horn, all time wins leader for Around the Horn. And it's true.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.